SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
We roll it. Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Well, it's a good thing I went small on the Utah Jazz, because don't look now, but the Los Angeles Lakers have stormed back and taken control of this basketball game. They're about to win the game. They're up by 8 points, 98-90 right now, with about 30 seconds remaining. Big basket for Westbrook right there. Crowd going crazy. Big night in Los Angeles. Big night in Los Angeles once again. You got two games going on. You get the Rams victorious, and now the Lakers come back. I went small on this, but man, the Utah Jazz have been struggling. The Utah Jazz have been they've been burning me, man, recently. I've lost like a couple of times on this team in the last 10 days to 2 weeks or so. And it seems like it was the kiss of death ever since I tweeted once. I said, yeah, this team's going to the finals. And, well, then everyone got COVID and stuff. Right? Then everybody got COVID. So, you know, we can't control that. We can't control that. All right. We can't control what happens in the National Football League either, but we did pretty well this weekend. All right, we stepped up tonight with the Rams. People were scared of this game all week. Oh, the Rams, oh, you can't trust Stafford. And we told you, listen, you can trust Stafford against Arizona. Now, you know, the stage gets a little bit bigger. And I think, though, that if you're the Rams, it's good news, bad news. Like, it's like, yeah, you've got to deal with Tom Brady. McVay, of course, lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady, and you saw how jacked up he was earlier this year when they played against each other. But at the same point in time, it's a decent matchup for them. Like, if you're the Rams, I would rather have to go on the road and play Tampa Bay in the Tampa weather and a depleted Tampa roster than go to Lambeau on a Saturday night and play in the frigid conditions. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the type of team you have with Matt Stafford, like, the less cold weather games, the better if you're the Rams. You just played one game indoors. Now you're going to go, you're going to be playing in Florida. And what you want here and what you're going to be hoping for, and I've told you guys consistently that the Rams and the Bills, there's a lot of similarities, and they're in the same situation now, in which if they can win their game and there could be an upset in the other game, then they'd suddenly be hosting the conference championship game, right? If the Buffalo Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals knock off the Titans, and the Buffalo Bills would be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC conference championship game. If the Rams go into Tampa and win the game, and the 49ers go into Green Bay and win the game, then the Rams would be hosting the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Conference Championship game, and that would just be stupid sick. That would be stupid sick crazy if it actually was Los Angeles versus San Francisco to go to the Super Bowl. But there's a lot of football left to be played, and I'll tell you what, we just had Mike Tenier on, and I respect Mike a lot. He's one of our favorite guests. But, you know, Mike was all over Cincinnati. I see everyone in our chat, Cincinnati this, Cincinnati that. Dude, Tennessee are the one seed for a reason. They're not an easy out. It's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Let's do this thing. The Mightier 1090. ESPN Radio, dan-an-an, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I'm Morenci. George Kurtz is going to step up and join us. Big night in Los Angeles, man. The Lakers have just come back and won 101-95 over the Utah Jazz. So, bettors in LA cashing some tickets tonight. First the Rams, and now the Lakers tonight. And I see that is that AD's rocking the Colin Kaepernick. I'm thinking, who the hell is wearing a San Francisco 49er jersey? You know, courtside on the bench here in Los Angeles. But I guess, you know, I don't know. Listen, I like Kaepernick and stuff, but I get it. I don't know if they're trying to send a message that Kaepernick is Martin Luther King or something, but I like Colin Kaepernick. He's not Martin Luther King. All right, just a little bit of a difference. little bit of a difference being, you know, shot at and put in cells and stuff than, you know, than not playing football. Right? Let's just be real as far as that's concerned. I like Cap, but, you know, it is what it is. All right? And what it is the Monday Night Meltdown. So speaking of meltdowns, Arizona, complete meltdown tonight. Like, of epic proportions. And not they weren't the only ones, though. Listen, they're just, you know, we saw them, you know, get beat last. But how about this? The Steelers lost by 21. The Patriots lost by 30. The Cardinals lost by 23. It's the second instance in NFL postseason history that three of three teams losing by a margin of 20 or more during the opening round of the playoffs, and the first time since 1982. So they're not the only one. So we're going back to 1982. We talked about how the it was a chalk week, right? What, there were six games, and the favorites covered in five of them, San Francisco being the only outlier. The question is, we already know what happened, all right? So what's going to tell me what's going to happen? No, it already happened. And speaking of what already happened, we've got some late-night line movement right now. That's why we scour the markets and we hit refresh consistently. We got the Green Bay Packers now laying 5.5. It was 4.5. It's up to 5.5 now. Ladies and gentlemen, 5.5, Green Bay Packers, total 47.5, Saturday night. That's going to be the only game with weather. If you're just joining us and you're unaware, the Los Angeles Rams are getting 3 points at Tampa, total 48.5. And as I stated, I think it's a better matchup for them than going to Green Bay. We already saw them lose at Green Bay, and we saw them beat Tampa this year. George Kurt steps up and in. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. The Monday Night Meltdown. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio. Let's do this thing. We'll bring in George Kurtz momentarily here. I just wanted to get to Kyrie Irving. As I see, you know, we're all in this football, but Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie Irving made it clear earlier in the day that he's not getting vaccinated, even if Kevin Durant is out for 6 weeks, that the Brooklyn Nets can suck it. Those were his exact words. I'm a selfish player. I'm a selfish person. I don't care about anybody else besides myself, and they can suck it. Now, that's not what he said, but that's pretty much the gist of it, right? If you can word it any way you want. And the way he worded it, too, I don't know, Kyrie. I don't know if you think you're in the WWE, bro. He keeps talking about the NBA just being entertainment. He goes, I'm not getting vaccinated just for entertainment purposes. It's not entertainment. It's sport. You're supposed to care. Like it's you're not in the WWE, bro. Right? You're a basketball player, not a wrestler. It's not sports entertainment. It's sports. I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. You know, whatever. Is it supposed to be entertaining? Yeah. But it's your damn job. So just, you know, I just want to point out, I like Kyrie Irving, too, so kind of, you know, I don't like ripping a guy, but sometimes even if you like somebody, you got to call him out for it. You know, I like to listen, like Kyrie says, and he goes, I don't tell other people what to do. I don't like, you know what I mean? I just live my life and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But whatever, bro. You're on the Brooklyn Nets. You're NBA champion. You're NBA, like, champion material. You're the favorites to win the title if you guys all play. You got Kevin Durant, who's carrying this team, who's now hurt. Now you got Harden, and even Harden, like Harden's vaccinated. Harden shows up every night. Irving only plays like road games, and now Durant is out, and he still doesn't care. He still doesn't care. Like I said, I don't know how. Like even if you didn't want to do it, like basically it's one of these deals. Like I don't know how you look your teammates in the eye. Like I don't like if I was on the Nets and someone like on the other team, like ran at Kevin Durant, I would like punch him in the back of the head type of thing, right? I would have Kevin Durant's back right away if I was on the Nets. If somebody like tripped Kyrie Irving or pushed him face first into the third row and I was on the Nets, I wouldn't do anything. I'd be like, this guy doesn't care about us. Like, why would I care about him? Like, it's pretty clear. And like I said too, Kyrie, if you guys win the title, If the Nets end up winning the title, which you won't, but if you do, not under this circumstance, you won't. But if you do, I swear to God, they should give you half a ring. Like, make the championship ring and literally just cut it in half out of spite and say, here's your ring. And it'd be like, it's only half a ring. We'd say, he only played half the time. You know, why would you get a full ring? I mean, you know what I'm saying? He is sacrificing the games, though. He is sacrificing the money. They're not going to pay him for games he's willingly not playing in the home games. And just for the record, too, I guess the Brooklyn Nets could play him at home, but they'd have to pay a fine of like $5,000 a night. And they don't want to do it because they don't want to flout like the local COVID law, right? It's a bad look on a pro sports team. You know what? In some cities, they would do it, but you know they're not doing it in New York. Right, speaking of New York, Mr. Kurtz, figure out, do Kurtz a little favor here, not open up with the Cowboys. Are you? What is Kurtz? Mr. George Kurtz.
I'm here. All right. I've neither jumped off the roof or killed anybody, so I think I deserve credit for that.
Yeah, well done. So let me ask you, George. Here, you're not a big NBA guy. You're a football guy, baseball guy, hockey guy, but. But you are a New Yorker, so let me ask you. Would it bother you if the Nets said, you know what, screw the local, screw the city law here. We'll just pay the fine. Because it's not an arrest, right? It's a constant fine that incrementally goes up. They don't do it. They could do it. They don't do it, and they don't want to do it because it's a bad look, right? It's like, you know what I mean? No, people have died, and we're not doing this for him, like, basically. Even though they need him at home, they're not doing it. Would it leave a bad taste in your mouth as a New Yorker if Kyrie Irving, they're flouting the law and they're just saying, whatever, we'll just pay the fine every day? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I may not be a basketball guy, but I'm well aware of what's going on with Kyrie Irving. I sort of can't really avoid it here. I agree with everything you said in your opening. I mean, everything you said, I'm right there with you there.
Well, from a teammate standpoint, right? From a teammate standpoint, he's a disgrace.
Yeah. So you don't care. I mean, you don't care. Like you said, you don't care about us. Why should we care about you? Right? You're not a big hockey guy, so you know what a hockey thing. Anybody touches one of your guys, it's a free-for-all, right?
Yeah, but they do that in hockey, too. That's why I am a hockey guy. I play it, I know, but they do it in hockey as well. There was a night, too. Like, Matthew Schneider was not a very popular guy. Remember the player? I remember, man, Matthew Schneider got, like, run at hardcore, man. No one did anything, right? No one did anything. They're like, dude, whatever, bro. You're a jerk to everyone, and I'm not going to get into the personal things that happened, but, like, you know what I mean? You want to get friendly with other players' wives? Then if you get face first into the boards, we're not going to help you. That's the way that goes, George, right? And like I said, like, if you're Kyrie Irving, and then, like, the thing is, though, like, he signed because Kevin Durant's there, and, like, they're buddies, and... All right, let's win a title together. And he's just screwing over Kevin Durant. And imagine you're Kevin Durant, you're out for 6 weeks. He still doesn't care. And then you're going to have to come back and carry them again. Like I said, I would cut the ring in half if they won a title, bro. I'd literally cut it in half, George. I'd say, here's your freaking ring, Kyrie.
That would be hilarious. I'd love to see that in a ring.
Cut it in half.
Right, it gets a little, half a ring there. That would be funny. Now, you asked as a fan. Boy, that's a tough question. I guess it depends on how big a fan you are.
If you're a fan of the team, you want them to play, like, you want them to pay the fine. You'd be like, just pay the damn fine.
I think it depends on how big a fan. The way I am now, Gabe, I'm not the same fan I used to be for various reasons. I still live and die with my teams, but I'm not the same, you know. I think I see things differently now, so I wouldn't want the team to pay it. But if you would have asked me this 15 years ago, I'd be like, oh, pay the fine. It's $5,000. I imagine they would escalate it, by the way. It wouldn't just stay at five for every game, because, you know.
You're right. If they made a mockery out of it, the city would have to do something, right? They'd be like, listen.
Yeah.
You're making a mockery of this. You're right. Because it's actually $1,000 the first time. It's like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000. And it tops out at like $5,000. So it's like, that's nothing. Like, it's not like the money, but they don't want to do it. Plus, there's a new mayor and stuff like that. I don't think the mayor would be happy. He's a former cop and stuff. Like, he would, like you said, look at, like, I brought it up earlier, George, you get into the football, but look at, like, France. France saw what happened in Australia, and they changed their law last night. So Novak can't show up and do any sort of file anything. They changed the law. They said no exemptions. You're not vaccinated. You're not getting in, point blank. Because they didn't want it. Like, people are sensitive to this stuff now, especially governments, right? Because then people cry foul about special treatment for athletes.
which is what happened with the tennis player, the Djokic. Right, they were. That's what happened. They were requiring special treatment for him there. I think the problem with him was also that he was flaunting it a little bit. He knew the rules ahead of time. It wasn't just that he was going to play.
Yeah. He was just cocky. Yeah.
Right, so he was flaunting it. So I think he got what he.
You know what it was? The tennis tournament told him you're good, but he never got approval from the government. Like the Australian Open people said, we don't mind. Like we don't have a rule that you have to be vaccinated to play in our tournament. Right. But then, like you said, the guy got COVID. He's going to parties. He's in Spain. He's in different countries at parties and stuff like that. He lies about it on the declaration form. Right. Like it was quite, you know what I mean? It was quite a bit stacked against him. Like this, you know, nothing to do with like an anti-vaxxer guys or you're like, oh, you stand up for Djokovic. Well, whatever. The guy lied on an immigration form. It's pretty simple. You lie on it. There's one thing to make a mistake, right? It's not like instant they, you know what I mean? I've made mistakes on these things before, and they're like, sir, what the hell do you mean by this? I'm like, sorry, and I redo it, right? Right? This guy flat out lied, right? Repeatedly. No, I never went anywhere. And it's like, bro, we have pictures. You posted it on Instagram, you jackass, right? But anyways, I just want to say that I like Kyrie. As a person, I don't like calling him out, but I think you're selfish. And I'm not going from a vaccinated. I'm not going from you're selfish for the protection of other stuff. I'm not even going down that route. I'm just going solely from a sports teammate standpoint. You're a bad teammate, bro. You don't care about your team. You care about yourself. You care. That's it. Simple as that. We'll hit football on the other side. We'll go from bad teammates to bad coaches. Oh, boy. Coming up next!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Hey, now, speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Good late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. You Yankee bastards. George Kurtz in the house with us. Throwing it down. All right, George, I figured we'd do a crash landing for you, not come out swinging right away as far as the Dallas Cowboys are concerned. But I saw the montage of, I gotta tell you, Cowboy fans take the loss hard, George. Were you crying? Were you like the other Cowboy fans? Were you like sitting on a couch crying? You said you're a little older now, you're more mature. You don't take it as hard?
No, I mean, but if you're a Cowboy fan, I don't care if it's long-term or not. How are you expecting the season to end?
Yes, that's what I said.
It's all the same. It's a TV show. We don't quite know the ending, but you know it's going to be sad. You know, it's ridiculous. You can't believe what's happening. It's not going to be a happy ending. No. It's just, like I said, the first thing I thought of last night was, well, they lost. It was a different way to lose. I didn't see that coming. You know, I mean, really? And to defend the play, and it's the ref's fault, of course. It's not our fault for running a freaking run up the middle with 14 seconds left. No, it's the ref's fault because the umpire couldn't get through. You know, and he bumped. Oh, I mean, like I said, it's the same story every season. It's just the ending's a little bit different. I picked the San Francisco 49ers, told you that. I told every show of the weekend I was with the 49ers. I just didn't know how they would lose. You know, but it's kind of ridiculous. I thought there were five keys to the game. All right. One, we knew San Fran was going to run. You couldn't let that determine the game. Well, San Fran ran all over you. Penalties. You have a 31st team in the league. You took 14 freaking penalties. 14. And by the way, outside of the couple of the false starts, which, yeah, I think Trent Williams actually moved first, they were all legit. Randy Gregory tackled an offensive lineman. What did he think? That he had the ball? I mean, what are you doing here? Couldn't have that time management. I actually tweeted out before it all happened. You know, the Cowboys and time management haven't been pretty, something like that this season. Sure enough, that comes into play at the end of the game where they don't know how long it takes to get two plays off. Yep. It's ridiculous. How is Tony Pollard not playing over Zeke? And he has a torn PCL. How?
So, I said that last night.
It's just frustrating.
But he had four carries?
Frustrating.
Pollard had four carries, I think, off the top of my head, four?
It was like Zeke out-touched him almost 3-1.
Yeah, and Zeke averaged like two.
Pollard might have had a catch.
And Zeke averaged like 2.6 yards a clip or something like that.
What do you need to see? What do you need? He hasn't had to go with 60 yards rushing since, week six? I mean, it's like I said, I don't know why I get upset about this. I knew it was coming. You know, you and I had talked about this. I forget Super Bowl. I was happy to get to a championship game because I haven't seen that 25, 27 years, whatever it is.
No, 11 straight playoff appearances. Now, without longest drought without getting to a conference championship game. 11
nice,
straight.
Another little new stat they come out now. Oh, 11 straight playoff appearances. Thanks.
I never heard that one before either. Championship game.
Awesome.
Yeah, championship game. Well, 7-7-1 and duns. 7-1 and duns in the last 11 playoff appearances. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, but as you stated too, number one, you said it last week. You called it. You're like the most, you're the most realistic, pessimistic Cowboy fan out there. You predicted it. I was on San Francisco too, and as you just stated, I'm surprised that diehard Cowboy fans were surprised. That I said it earlier to Mike Tenier. Like, I was surprised that they were surprised. You know, like, how can you not be surprised? Right? Like, this happens all the time, right? But as you said, it was just like a new way to lose. And then, like I said, I think Dak Prescott's a jerk. Dak says it's like, don't throw bottles at the players, but it's okay to throw them at the refs. And he blamed the refs again today, right? Like, that he's, you know what I mean? It's just, it's more the refs. Like, he thinks that, like, it's like a pass for him, right? That, oh, the city's blaming the ref or something. I even saw, you saw Spears tweet out tonight. He goes, I'm not blaming the ref. I'm blaming 14 penalties. I'm blaming stupid play calling. I'm playing, you know. He went off and called him out saying, I'm not blaming the refs. Not the referee's fault at all. Like, at all. And the only thing is, too, like, what's going to be different next year, bro? You know what I mean? Like, you bring the same guys back. It's just rinse and repeat. I know there'll be some changes because you got to get, you know, because of the cap.
It'll be your worst team next year, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. So what about Cooper? Can they keep Cooper?
I think Cooper's gone. DeMarcus Lawrence could be gone. Dallas has some cap issues to get through next year. This is probably going to be the best team they were going to have for a couple of years. You know, and with the penalties and Dak, and by the way, you're 100% correct. Dak, it's a funny line what you said about the refs. So I'll give them credit to them now about the fans throwing it. But you're the quarterback. You got to be thinking and calm out there. All right. But doesn't this show you the accountability of Dallas? Because guess what? McCarthy's blaming the refs too.
Yeah, none.
Right? There is none. And that's Jerry Jones because he just lets everybody do whatever they want.
Let me ask
you. There's no accountability at all there.
What the hell happened after that punt, after the fake punt and stuff? Like,
did get a little screwed by the refs. I don't know what the rule is, Gabe, because remember, when you punt the ball, you're using a kicking ball. And Dallas apparently, I've never seen this, but they were going to keep the kicking unit out there because, once again, the punter can throw. Right, they were going to keep him out there because the Rams wouldn't have their personnel there. Right, the Rams would have, I guess the personnel would be better for Dallas, they thought. But the refs wouldn't let them hike the ball. The umpire, once again, had his hand on the ball there until about 17 seconds. And then I think they said, no, you can't do that. I don't know if that's a rule. I can't believe it's a rule. How can you tell what team who they can start and who they can't? But I think it also might have been they had to get the kicking ball out and get a regular ball in there.
It was the ball, you're right, huh? You can't throw with the kicking ball. Only Dallas.
I thought the rule was that you can't kick with the throwing ball.
Yeah, but it just seemed to me to kill their momentum, bro. You know what I mean? It's like, really? Like, why are you guys doing? Like, why? Like, just everything. Why? But it's a good point by you. No accountability after the fact. That's always been a problem in Dallas, right? The lack of accountability.
Since Parcells, right? He was the last coach that was a coach, not just a puppet for Jerry. You know, that's why Jones doesn't hire anybody because he wants to be part of the team. And I can't say this enough. Dallas will never do anything big until Jones is gone.
Well, that's the thing. And I brought it up before as well. I think it was last night. Is with the Cowboys. If you know, like if you're working for a company, and I know, like I've been in these situations before where if you're just sort of only intimidated by the owner, you know what I mean? And you don't respect anyone else in the managerial roles, it'll end poorly for you, right? It'll end poorly for everybody because it, like, basically, like, the same thing, like, you know, like, the undiscipline with all the penalties, it's like, well, it's not what McCarthy says. It's what Jerry Jones thinks about this, right? And Jones doesn't, he's like a nice parrot that he doesn't hold anyone accountable for this stuff after. I think they need fresh blood. Like, you know, I said, like, bring some guys in that have actually won Super Bowls before. You know what I mean? Players, guys that are just sort of not just brought in through the Cowboys and only gone through the Cowboy culture. Because They're missing leadership, bro. They're missing that. They've got good players, but they're just spinning their wheels, this team.
You can make an argument that the Cowboys, player for player, are easily a top five team in the NFL. Maybe
on paper. Yeah, on paper.
Right. On paper they are, but it doesn't translate. And there's another thing about Cowboy fans. Have you not been watching the games over the past, 8-10 weeks? Take out the games against the NFC East, where they destroyed the Eagles, destroyed the Washington football team, the Giants. Against anybody else, they struggled. They might have beaten some of these teams. They beat New Orleans, but they didn't look great doing it. Yeah, they'll beat them, but it was a chore. It was a chore to beat these teams. That's why, I wasn't surprised. By the way, I'll tell you something. Shanahan's also lucky that they won this game, that we're forgetting about his mistake in the second half as well. Or else we'd be ripping him apart today.
I brought it up earlier.
It was almost like him and McCarthy were trying to say, hey, who? Which one of us can lose the game?
Nearly another collapse by a Shanahan team. I brought it up earlier with Mike. Well,
he skates because they still won there, but... I mean, my God, they were trying, and Garoppolo was falling apart in the second half as well. I think, once again, they said he had the bad shoulder. I think his thumb might have got injured as well here. As a Cowboy fan, do I have hope they can win? Of course I do. I do, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. I told my wife, no, she didn't watch. My wife doesn't care. Doesn't care at all.
She doesn't care for you after? Like, you say, oh, I'm sorry your team lost, at least?
No.
Not at all.
She finds it funny. He finds it funny that we all go bananas about this stuff.
But listen, let me ask you. You expect it. You expect it with the Cowboys. Do you get madder with the Yankees losing? Because you sort of but you're sort of negative about the Yankees now too. You think the Yankees are always going to lose, and you don't think they're good either.
I think with the Yankees, once again, it's been they've been so good for almost 30 years now. Wins in the regular season, who cares? Winning the wild card, divisional. Talk to me about the ALCS.
That's how I feel about the Bills now. That's how I feel about the Bills. I was happy, but right, it's like, yeah, so whatever. Good. I'm like, we've been to 4 Super Bowls. Like, I don't care. Like, we won a wild card game. It's cool. I almost didn't enjoy it as much as I should have after. I enjoyed it when it was going on, and I was happy I was on the Bills and stuff. But right away, I was just like, oh, boy, Kansas City next. You know what I mean? Like, right away, I'm just sort of thinking, all right, this team isn't built just to win one playoff game. You got to win more. Dallas just need to get that one out of the way, and maybe they can get some confidence. But
that's what I thought, Dave. I mean, I really thought if they could get by San Fran, they're going to play a beat-up Tampa Bay team. And then anything could happen in a one game, assuming it's Green Bay. Anything could happen there. That's really what I thought. I was more worried about the San Fran game than I was about Tampa. I thought if they could get to Tampa, they would take care of business there, but they would have more problems with San Fran. I thought San Fran just matched up against them better. But, about that wife thing, I told my wife, if before I met you, this loss would have killed me. Because, it took 15 years ago, it would have killed me. I would be miserable because, you lost the way they lost and what happened here, a good season. But I didn't, that's like, okay, Dallas is done next. What time's the Kansas City game? It's like next. Because I didn't expect anything from big different Dallas. I was hopeful, certainly hopeful. The loss does hurt. Don't get me wrong, but I didn't expect them to go very far. Not the way, like I said, if you're a Cowboy fan and watching the past 8 weeks, I don't know how you're surprised about this loss.
As I stated earlier, I'm surprised they were surprised. And I don't know why Jerry lets these idiots like storm the stadium in that general admission section. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just played sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class, quick, it's 180 minutes in Sports Talk Radio. Homer, I believe, was talking about the Arizona Cardinals tonight. I am Renzi. All right, shout out to everybody joining us in San Diego with a mighty year 1090 ESPN Radio, 10 and then. George Kurtz kicking with the Sports Grid Radio Network, so we can live in the past. And I just like hearing George's misery. I do get a kick that your wife doesn't care at all. Like, not at all.
No. She'll just walk into a room, and when you look at the score and go, all the Yankees suck, all the Cowboys, because they'll... Remember,
does she know you
like
bet?
Always losing.
She knows you bet, though, a bit, right? She knows you're betting on the games a bit, too?
Oh, yeah, I don't lie to her. I don't lie to her. She knows. She can see the
account. Knows the unit size? Does she ask you how much?
Well, you know, probably not that, no. She doesn't delve into it, but she has access to the bank account, so she knows how much money is coming in or going out, you know. So she's aware of that, sure, but she doesn't care. I can't tell you enough. The last time she actually watched the game, how about never? You know, the Super Bowl, forget it. We go to a party, she's not watching the game. She's hanging out with her friends and doing a drink, and she ain't watching the game. She doesn't give a crap. She doesn't care. If she's in here watching while the game is on, she's either on her phone or doing some kind of reading or whatever. She's not paying attention. She just, like I said, I live the most ironic life ever. Like I said, I have two daughters, a wife, a female dog. No one cares. I'm the only person who watches sports in the house. This is why I have a man room, because I need this escape from everyone.
The wife doesn't care, the kids don't care, and the dog doesn't care.
No one asked me yesterday if I was, the dog might have cared to the Cowboys.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, what about the dog? Does the dog hang out during the game with you down there?
Yes, it's funny, the dog does, but the dog will hang out till about 11 o'clock once the games are over, but dog will never, ever sleep with me. Even if I'm alone in the house, dog loves to sleep, but will not sleep in a bed with me. If my wife's in the bed, yes. But not me alone. I don't understand that. She'll spend all the time on the couch. I guess I'm the couch guy for the dog. I'm not the bed guy. This bothers me, by the way.
Somebody wasn't expecting this information tonight. We're getting the inside from the Kurtz household. All right, so the lines are set here, George. Had a little line movement here in the last hour or so. But first game up, Cincinnati Bengals and the Tennessee Titans. Listen, everybody, it's funny because a lot of people are talking Cincinnati this, Cincinnati that. People always remember what they saw last, and, Tennessee didn't play this week. But the number went up. It went to 3.5. It was 3. It's at 3.5 right now. The total is 47 in this game. What's your early week opinion on this one?
It's all about Derrick Henry. If Henry is healthy, if you truly believe Derrick Henry is healthy, and I kind of do, boy, they're back to being that team again. Right, they can run the ball with you. We know that Julio Jones is healthy again. Did get his finally scored a touchdown last game of the season. A.J. Brown looks good. This team is sort of primed here for this game. I don't think they can beat either Buffalo or Kansas City, whoever wins that game. I'll definitely like that team more. But I think I want the Bengals to win. I don't know why. I guess I feel for the Bengals for, they've been terrible for 30 years. I kind of like Joe Burrow in that offense. But they're not running the ball as well lately. I think Tennessee, the week off at home here, I think this is where the Bengals' little run here ends.
I agree. I was talking earlier about Cincinnati on a teaser, guys, but I didn't say Cincinnati plus the points. I sort of think that Tennessee are going to win this game by 7 to 10 points, George. I don't think Cincinnati get blown out, but there's different levels to this stuff on a weekly basis. Let's be real, man. The Raiders nearly tied the game late, George. I mean, they were throwing the ball near to the end zone. They came that close. It was a nice win for Cincinnati. They hadn't won a playoff game since 1990. They're at home. They get it done. And I was telling people this earlier, George. Like I said, Tennessee are not a big public team. They're not on television that much right now. Yeah, they were on a couple of times this year, national television, but I don't know. People always, I don't know about Tannehill. I don't know. Tennessee, the division. Like, people don't realize it. That's a hard place to go play. Vrabel is a very good coach. Their defense is tightening things up. And I'm with you as far as Derrick Henry is concerned. If he's playing, he's going to be a load to deal with. I wouldn't doubt this guy, bro. Right? Like, people, he hasn't played in a while. We'll see what he can do. I'm not doubting that guy. There's no way in hell I'm going to doubt him. If Derrick Henry plays, he's going to bring it. And I'm seeing quotes right now from the Titans saying, yeah, he's ready to go.
Yeah, I think he could have played week 18 if they
He was ready to go a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he was ready a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I think he could have gone. I think Tennessee did a very smart thing, realizing who they played last week of the season. Was it Houston? I think it was Houston. I think
they realized
we could beat Houston without him. So let's give him what essentially is 3 more weeks of rest. Right, he didn't play week 18, get the bye, and now this week. So he gets 3 weeks. I think that's a smart move by them. I think Henry, and keep in mind, by the way, he'll also have fresh legs. He hasn't played in 2-3 months. And that's it's going to be a nightmare for Cincinnati here. I want the Bengals to win. I truly do want the Bengals to win. I also love their uniforms, by the way. I've always loved the stripes on the helmet and the color scheme there. You just love that team with the icky shirt.
Well, I want the Bengals to win, too. 90s. Oh, beautiful helmet. It's a great helmet. I like that. We got it in Studio 34. I was always a fan of it. I would put it up. There's some great helmets. The Oilers helmet's a great one. The old Houston Oilers helmet's awesome. The Tampa Bay Buccaneer old school helmet's awesome. The Cincinnati Bengal helmet is right up there, too. Huh? Like, the Bengals helmet is as good as it gets. Great helmet. But reality catches up to them a little bit. Tennessee, you're just better than they are. Right. Like Tennessee, they've been there. They're just a little thicker. Like, to me, it's like a UFC fight. This is like a UFC fight. And Tennessee are going to take him down a couple of times. There's going to be some ground and pound. Tannehill's a good quarterback. Vrabel's a great coach. I think their defense can make enough plays here or there. And I think Cincinnati's going to have a hard time stopping Tennessee's offense, to be honest. People don't talk about it, but they're pretty loaded, man. A.J. Brown's a stud, bro. Right? And he's going to be healthier, too. All these guys, they're all beat up Tennessee all year. They're a dangerous team. Like I said, I know being a Bills fan, George, you know, we lost earlier there this year. We got our ass handed to us last year there. You know, we saw what Tennessee did to the Rams guys earlier this year. Like, Tennessee don't play around. Like, they're a tough team to deal with. But from a Bills perspective, George, I'd like to see Cincinnati win and Buffalo win, because then Buffalo would host Cincinnati the following week instead of the Bills going to Tennessee.
Yeah, as a Buffalo Bills fan, that's what I'd want as well. I want Cincinnati to win. I think Cincinnati's going to be a problem in the AFC, but not quite yet. I think they need another draft, another free agency. They've got some fixes to make here. But
build the whole line a bit, Chase, yeah.
Higgins, Boyd, that's not going to be fun. Not in this day and age where everything's geared for the passing game. They should be able to throw the ball up and down the field. I also don't trust Zach Taylor, by the way. I think he's a bad head coach, too, who's going to cost his team games. So,
yeah, on the road here, yeah.
But give me the Titans.
And one thing, if you're a Bengals fan, too, the future's bright, guys, because look at their division right now. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Big Ben's gone. It's going to be a state of influx for, you know what I mean? We'll see how they handle the new quarterback situation. I don't know. Maybe they pull something off and surprise everybody. But, Baltimore's a little shaky right now. And Cleveland's just Cleveland, just always a mess. So Cincinnati really becomes the class of this division right now. But as I say to guys, from a teaser, I can live with it. Like, as it is right now, no, obviously it's only Monday. These aren't official picks, but I think Tennessee are going to win the game by, like, 7 points, 7 to 10 points, which would hit the teaser. But, you know, like I said, I think Tennessee are going to be too much for Cincinnati. A little bit of line movement here, George. Earlier in the evening, it was 4.5, Green Bay Packers hosting the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know if this is talk because of Jimmy G's injury. Jimmy G's a tough kid. I mean, this guy plays through everything. And, you know, they'll shoot him up, and he'll get out there again. And they'll be looking to run the ball, but it's going to be cold. Kind of a tough spot for San Francisco here right now. What do you make of this one? They're now getting 5.5.
Well, they got some problems, right? Is Bosa going to play? Got the concussion. I assume he is going to play, but we don't know that for sure. We probably won't know it till Friday, whether he gets cleared or not.
Warner
also came out. They called him out a Warner, sprain. He says he is going to play, that he'll be able to play, but that's great. Are you going to be anywhere near full strength? So that's a lot of question marks. We brought up Jimmy G, got the right shoulder sprain. That's his throwing shoulder. He definitely wilted in the second half there. You know, so
dude's got a bad thumb, like bad shoulder.
it's hard to like San Fran, man. I'm going to be on Green Bay. They beat San Fran earlier this year. And I think they were in COVID hell when they beat San Fran. In San Fran earlier this year, they had no Devontae Adams that game. Then the cold doesn't bother them. We saw Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago on Monday night, where it was what? As cold as it was in Buffalo over the weekend. He didn't care. He'll be fine. Extra rest again, that toe will feel better. They've got guys back too. Bakhtiari on the line, Alexander in the second. I'm going to like Green Bay a whole bunch.
Really? So you're not scared of the 5.5 right now, huh?
No, I think they take care of business. Listen, I mean, were you really impressed about San Fran beating Dallas? I mean, they almost let Dallas back in the game. Green Bay's a better team than Dallas. Green Bay will not make anywhere near those mistakes, and they'll run the ball. AJ Dillon, that'll be a lot of fun tackling that monster in 0 degrees or 20 degrees, whatever it might be there.
Yeah, I know. The 1-2 punch is a nice punch they have out of the backfield to go along with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams as well. They're a potent home team. Los Angeles Rams getting 3. It's interesting. Before the game, it was 4. So after the game, it was 3. FanDuel had hypothetical. They had numbers. You could have bet them, right? They had the Arizona lineup, and it was Arizona at Tampa and then L.A. at Tampa. Arizona was 6.5. And the Rams were +4. Then after the game, it was reposted, taken down and reposted. L.A. Rams getting 3. Total 48.5 in this game. How impressed were you tonight with the Rams? And listen, we saw the Rams beat Tampa earlier in this year. They do match up well with Tampa Bay.
I think you have to be very impressed with the Rams, right? Stafford, did he get the monkey off his back game? What were we talking about all week? Oh, he's never a playoff game. Detroit, terrible. He's terrible. He's a joker, blah, blah, blah. He was good tonight. Granted, he didn't need to do much because Arizona couldn't get anything done. All right, so they took it. It was easy on him. He didn't have to make any really big plays after they got up to that quick lead there. But still, he looked at the whole team looked good. Now the Rams lost to Green Bay earlier. Right, it was in Green Bay. I think they're going to take care of Tampa Bay, though. Once again, Gabe, who's healthy on Tampa Bay? Or is Fournette going to play? Ronald Jones going to play? Can they get by again with all these this receiving core? Philadelphia was certainly overmatched, and then once again, their offense was terrible. I said it before. I thought if Dallas could get by San Fran, the game against Tampa Bay would be easier. I feel the same thing about the Rams. They just had to get by Arizona, and they'll have an easier time with Tom Brady here. I know it's tough to bet against Brady. If he's getting rid of that ball in 2+ seconds again, then he'll be able to – obviously, they're not going to get to him there. But I'm going to like the Rams here. Give me Stafford back-to-back. Maybe he has gotten rid of that monkey. I'm going to take the points. Give me the Rams.
Shock the monkey. Dun, 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 dun.
Love that song.
Yeah, great song. So – I'm sort of with you here. I think Stafford, he didn't have to do much tonight, but he did, he gets his first playoff win. I think the Rams have a lot of confidence going up against Tampa. I saw Aaron Donald after the game say, we respect Tom Brady, but what he's done is in the past. This is a new year right now. They're very, very confident. Tampa are very, very beat up, but I'm with you. I think as it is right now, guys, I'm leaning with the Rams to win this game outright, but I'm hard-pressed to see the Rams go to Tampa, win the game, and then go to Green Bay. I think that's where they run into a wall in Green Bay in 2 weeks, the Rams.
I'm with you, assuming everything stays the same as far as injuries. We don't, there's no big injuries on Green Bay. I think that's where it will come to an end for the Rams. But I think that's going to be a good game there. Obviously, they got to get this by Tampa Bay first. And I've counted out Brady a time or two before, and it's come back to bite me.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You hate betting against the man because
The guy's been to 10 Super Bowls.
He's kind of good. And he sent out that hype video before the game on Sunday. I actually love Brady with Tampa Bay. I'm not a Bills fan or a Jets fan or a Dolphins fan. So I guess I didn't hate Brady, but I kind of hated the Patriots a little bit.
Well, notice he's looser now, right? But he's got like a social media team, and like you could tell, like he's softening his image up definitely. But yeah, even his Twitter and Instagram, which used to be boring as hell, is actually pretty funny now. He's posting videos and stuff often and smack talk. Winnable game for the Rams. And then we got the Buffalo Bills. It's torturous for me, George. I wish this game was just up first. Like, really? I got to wait. I got to wait. I'm dead serious. I really wish it was just Saturday afternoon. Get it over with. Just play this stupid game. But no. Same time as last year, too. We'll get George's thoughts on the other side. But this game, same time as last year. It's Sunday night. Last year was the AFC Conference Championship game. Buffalo getting 2.5, 54.5. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning, level 2. Quickest 180 minutes of Sports Talk Radio. We're flying by here this evening. So, Kurtz, Buffalo and Kansas City, great game. Great game. They played last year in the AFC Conference Championship game. The Chiefs got the better of them, 38-24. They played earlier this year. It was 38-20 for the Buffalo Bills. The Bills pretty much played a perfect football game on Saturday night against the Patriots. Josh Allen just has that, get the F out of my way thing about him right now. And I like the Bills' temperament after the game, in which the celebration after was pretty, Josh Allen was all business in the press conference after. Like, the Bills are on a mission. They know that it was nice to beat the Patriots, but, they got bigger. This is as big as it gets. And Kansas City, look, Pittsburgh, we're hanging around with these guys, George. I think Buffalo can go in there. I think it's going to be a track meet. I think it's going to be a million points scored in this game. I think both offenses are going to go up and down the field.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is if Kansas City takes a quarter to figure out things, yeah, they're going to be in trouble. All right, they cannot play. I know they end up scoring 42 points. Fantastic. But you cannot take, a quarter, and have to figure it out. Then also beat the crap out of Pittsburgh. You will be in trouble there. I think it's going to be a lot of points scored as well. I do like what Kansas City is doing as far as they're getting others involved other than Hill, other than Kelsey, as far as Hardman, Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson. I think that makes things more interesting. If they can keep that up against Buffalo, I do wonder if this is the game where Buffalo will truly miss White. Truly miss that cornerback.
Yeah.
Really wishing. You're going to miss him anyway, but you haven't played anybody like this yet. That being said, if this comes down to the quarterbacks, which one doesn't make the mistake or which one does make the big mistake?
And now, Mahomes has turned him over. He's turned it over a lot this year as well. He's not invincible.
Great game. I'm going to take the points. I think it's going to be that kind of game. Give me the point. Buffalo's going to get the points. I'll take the points. If you're asking me for a winner here, I think Buffalo's sort of on a mission here. I do think they're on a mission. And I like the fact that Josh Allen is going to use his body. He's going to run the ball. I think Josh Allen, I don't know, I love Mahomes, but I think Josh Allen will do what needs to be done here.
Hang in here, Kurtz. We'll get you out in a couple of minutes. That's why we're going to get people a quick baseball update. Nothing positive. A couple of hockey picks on the way out. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage.